This is Israel 18 News with your hourly update for Friday, the 10th of April, 2026. Let's get to the top stories. It's a mild night across Israel, with clear skies over Jerusalem and Tel Aviv. Haifa is experiencing a gentle breeze, making it a pleasant evening to be outside. Here are today's headlines. First, Hezbollah fired a missile at the southern city of Ashdod earlier today. Debris from the interception triggered sirens in Tel Aviv, but there were no injuries, according to the Times of Israel. Also, Prime Minister Netanyahu has greenlit talks between Israel and Lebanon in Washington. This decision comes amid ongoing ceasefire tensions, as reported by France 24 a short time ago. Also this hour, Walla reports that the White House has realized attacks in Lebanon complicate ceasefire efforts. The continued strikes could hinder negotiation efforts. Separately, Netanyahu has initiated direct negotiations with Lebanon, according to Mariv. The talks aim at disarming Hezbollah and normalizing relations. And finally, I-24 News confirms that Netanyahu is pushing for these direct talks with Lebanon. U.S. President Trump has urged the Israeli PM to scale back strikes amid ongoing Iran discussions. Reaction has been swift on social media. A.G. Hamilton, a political analyst, posted minutes ago about Hezbollah's origins during the Lebanese Civil War. He noted their formation was inspired by Iran's 1979 Islamic Revolution. Times of Israel highlighted the impact of Wednesday's strikes on Beirut. Commercial areas and upscale neighborhoods were among those hit. Lahav Harkov, a journalist, shared that Hezbollah has launched 6,500 missiles and rockets at Israeli civilians in the past 40 days, citing the foreign ministry. Now for more on those stories. Starting with a missile attack, the Times of Israel reports that Hezbollah's aggression towards Ashdod underscores the growing tensions along Israel's northern border. The IDF responded by targeting 10 Hezbollah rocket launchers. This exchange raises concerns about further escalation. Turning to diplomatic developments, France 24 notes that Israel and Lebanon's upcoming talks in Washington are crucial. The discussions are set against a backdrop of heightened hostilities, with both sides wary of further conflict. The outcome could significantly impact regional stability. Meanwhile, Walla provides insight into the U.S. perspective. Washington acknowledges that the continued strikes in Lebanon may derail ceasefire negotiations. This realization follows Netanyahu's promise to continue striking Hezbollah with force. The U.S. is keen to stabilize the region and maintain diplomatic channels. On the diplomatic front, Mariv reports that Netanyahu's decision to engage directly with Lebanon marks a strategic shift. The focus is on disarming Hezbollah and improving bilateral relations. Successful talks could pave the way for a more peaceful coexistence. Finally, I-24 News adds that U.S. President Trump is involved in calming tensions. He has advised Netanyahu to moderate military actions while navigating Iran talks. This diplomatic push highlights the interconnected nature of Middle Eastern geopolitics. Turning to business and markets. First, CTech reports that food delivery startup Hut has raised $20 million. The company aims to challenge Wolt's dominance in Tel Aviv, expanding from underserved regions. Separately, Globes announces that Odysite.ai is now dual-listed on the Tel Aviv Stock Exchange. This move is expected to broaden its investor base and improve trading liquidity. And finally, Israel Hayom Business reveals Elon Musk's plans for SpaceX's IPO. Aiming for a $2 trillion valuation, the IPO could inject $50 to $75 billion into the company, showcasing ambitious growth opportunities. That's all for now from Israel 18 News. Join us again at 7 a.m. for the latest. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.